What it is, what it was, cuz it's your boy Herberto Patero, and you are in the late night dab chat with your boy Herberito. You're at the parlor with Potter. Yeah. Today is Manic Mondabs, July 23rd. It's a late night sesh going into Token Tuesday, but you already know, man. Shit hasn't changed but the weather. And that weather's getting kind of hot. I'm right here in the late night. I'm about to spark up a Blizzell, but I'm going to take this dab before we do that. So let's get the motherfucking rig. In this edition of the Late Night Dab Chat with your boy Herberito, we got a little bit of everything, man. The homes came through with a medicated carrot cake that looks out of control, bro. Looks great. But we're about to get into that, and we're about to get it. But first and foremost, let's get this dab in. Looks like we got a little Nug Run Shatter, kicked down by my boy DC. Earlier we had a quick sesh. He's the one that brought that edible over. Much props, bro. Thank you. Appreciate that. Word up. Goes without saying, my dog. Ooh. What we're looking for right now is... a ball cap. Ball cap so I can carve this. You already know. Late night shit. TVJ, what up? How you living? What's good with you? Right on time, about to take a dab right now. Getting back to the crib from being out and about earlier. I was at my sister's. I got a little caught up. Got a little brother-sister talking, you know what I mean? Sibling talk. My oldest sister, my older sister, and I appreciate her so much, man, for again. She holds, like, the mother figure in my family, you know? Like, if I need to confide in somebody, it has a motherly, again, opinion, or will give me the opinions, or, you know, just the insight on the motherly aspect of it. My sister's that person, and I appreciate her for that, man, because I needed her today. I agree, man. I agree. For a while, I was under this whole pretense of thinking that she was hating on me, and she didn't, you know, she didn't like me and stuff. But she's always had my back, and it's me being a little selfish at times. Today, it was funny because this is what kind of spawned it all. Like, I was having a rough day at it. I had some bad news, heard some bad news, and I was having a rough day at it. I was trying to get in touch with my pops, who's out of town on vacation. And the only way I knew that he usually communicates is through Facebook Messenger. So I did that. I downloaded Facebook. So your boy's on Facebook. Call out your boy, man. I'm on Facebook. it was like, you haven't logged into Facebook for over 10 years. 10 years. Facebook's been around that long. Social media has been around 10 plus years. It told me, yo, you haven't logged in for over 10 years. I thought that was kind of crazy. I wasn't really big on Facebook. To be honest with you, when social media first came around, with like say MySpace, Friendster, Pup, what up, dog? MySpace, before the Facebook and all that shit, I'd be fucking with it. And then, it's just funny coincidence, you know what I mean? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I was on MySpace back in the day. I was on MySpace, and so that's when I really started using the Her Potter name. It really started taking off when social media started fucking creating, you know, started happening. I used Her Potter as my gamer tag name. It was like a video game gamer tag name. That was always my gamer tag name, Her Potter. And then it just kind of spilled over into the real social media world. And, you know, it's a cool name. It rolls off the tongue. And it is my lifestyle. That's the way I go down. Excuse me, that's how I get down. So, you know what I mean? It's bittersweet, so to say. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? What up, Ray Dog? Ray Dog's just loving his wide open area. Checks out. He's playing, Yeah, exactly. Checks out. Look at Ray Dog. He has all this room right now. He has all this room. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to watch the front. I'm just gonna watch the front door. That's what he's doing. He's like, I'm just gonna watch the front door. Don't even trip. I got this. I'm like, good looking, Ray Dog. Appreciate you, dog. That was a nice dab. Whoa, there's a little burst of fucking hearts right there. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. So, yeah. My day was a little shot. After work. He said, I'm playing The Sims 4 right now as a female who's married to another female and we're wealthy. That's word out, dog. I appreciate you guys, man. Like I said, late night dab shit. You are with your boy, Her Burrito. It's my man, One Sick Puppy. And my homegirl, Tiffy J, 1990. You already know. The James Corgan show, whatever the fuck his name is on right now. And we got some live music. Live music. Who is this? Bootleg-looking Taylor Swift. Oh, shit. Check this out, guys. You may have remembered this girl from America's Got Talent. Oh, shit. You know what, dude? This is just my opinion. I'm putting it out there. This girl is going to be bigger than Taylor Swift. The girl is talented. She was on America's Got Talented. She was the one with the banjo. I don't know my name. This girl's a songwriter, man. She's like Taylor Swift. She's a songwriter. She writes her own music. She was when she was on America's Got Talent, she was like a child, like 9 years old or whatever. I don't even know. We'll look it up. As soon as it's done performance, I'll bring up the performance. There you go. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Tiffy J. Young lady fucking, she's doing late night shows, man. She's doing performances now on fucking, you know, late night shows. Look at her. It's still the same little girl. She's just a couple years older now. good to see that. It's good for her, man. You know, it's good to see that, you know, like, real talent fucking shines and blossoms, and that her talent, her star wasn't killed early, and, you know. But when you seen that episode, if you seen that episode, everybody that's seen that episode knows that she would be at this point now. You know what I mean? That she would be, you know, a performer, a true performer. You didn't need a competition to win the Heart of America. What she did was, you know, she showcased a talent and she just fucking busted the doors down. Like, you know, yo, man, I ain't gonna be denied. I'm dope. You know, I wrote my own song, an original, and she killed it on that performance. Yeah, something of that sort. But you know who I'm talking about, man. She's a talented kid, man. Talented young lady. And I know she's writing her own music now. Because this isn't something you've heard before. This doesn't sound like a remake of anything. The kid's talented. She had style. That song she sang on America's Got Talent, it showed a big range of what she can do. And that was when she was like a child. You know, mind you, she's still young, but a little bit more mature. I'm sure very mature from the first time being on stage. So that's a dope thing. You know what I mean? I didn't pack these cigarettes at all. I did not pack those good at all. But I have to say, talented. She's made it to this stage right here. Only thing next is like one of the accepting an award performance stages. Do you guys do that when you light or when you have cigarettes? Do you flip one? They call that, ukulele. Yes. Okay, so that's done. Watch, we'll put it on here. Check this out. Hey, Google. Play videos with little girls and ukuleles.
Okay, playing little girls and ukuleles videos from YouTube on
HTC. Let's see if she's the first fucking video that shows up, because she has to be the most popular. Swear to God. Grace Vanderwall, what the fuck? Google is smart, yo. 12-year-old ukulele player. This was it right here.
Grace.
12 years old at the time. You guys remember this? This was recent. So shit, how old do you think she is now? Well, what is it? When was that?
Most of my friends don't really know I sing.
Dude, she must be still like hella young, like maybe 16 years old. Because I know this wasn't that long ago. It wasn't like years and all, but like, good for her, man. Shit. She kills this song. Grace Vanderwall, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Vanderwall, 12 years old. And she wrote this song. Dope fucking lyrics. Wrote the song too. Yeah, I'm in the garage, sorry. Great voice. When it's a secret. There's some edibles right here. Carrot cake. She killed that performance. I remember seeing that one. I was fucking flipping out. Like, damn, there's this chick. She's going to be like the next Taylor Swift, man. She got the fucking songwriting skills and she could perform it. She got the motherfucking ukulele. Little small guitar, four strings. But she killed it. What a great song. What a fucking great performance. And then now, forward back to present day, and she's fucking performing on like late night show and shit. Like, that's great. Oh, no doubt. That's dope. Ukulele. Every time I touch my mic, I just ding, 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 ding. I don't know nothing, but. All right. Well, that was nice. But let's. She's talented, man. Like I said, that was a great episode. I remember watching that episode. I was like, damn. So going back to my story earlier, yeah, fucking, I fucking downloaded Facebook again. And it said, you have not logged in for over 10 years. I was like, word? But yeah, man, don't follow me there. I won't be very fucking active, so. By saying that, it kind of sounds like reverse psychology and all. Like, people will actually try to find it fucking thing, but that's cool, you know. But don't get mad if I don't add you back or anything, because I'm not active on that. I don't Facebook. I just did that because I need to get in touch with my pops. My pops uses Facebook, and I downloaded Facebook Messenger. So if you see me on there, you know, feel free to, but I probably won't reply. You know what I mean? It's all G. Now, if you want to find me, holla at your boy on Instagram or Tote TV. Or the occasional Snapchats here and there, you know, maybe a Snapchat. I used to be very active on Snapchat. I was loving Snapchat because in like the social media race wars or race, Snapchat took the lead for a hot minute. Snapchat took the lead for a hot minute in my book. I remember. And then I think, you know, the power of Facebook and Instagram and the influence and stuff. They decided we got to one up. We got to give back up on our game and fucking innovate and make new shit for our app. So they stole some of Snapchat's ideas. They stole the ideas from Snapchat. I'm not going to say stole. They incorporated the same style. Because no one really steals. Everyone steals from each other when it comes to creative ideas and stuff like that. Anywho. Snapchat has fallen back behind, in my opinion, even though it's still, I'm still active on it somewhat, and I see my folks on there, and it's a good way to communicate. But Instagram, by far, has taken the front line, the lead. An app like this, like, say, Toke TV, it doesn't even hold a fucking candle to, like, you know, Instagram and stuff like that. Those developers are smart. I had a coworker that actually his son was a developer for the app Bitmoji, which incorporated with Snapchat. So we used to talk a lot of Snapchat talk at work with my buddy Arthur, and his son was an executive for Google originally, and then he was sought after by social media groups like Snapchat, Bitmoji, and stuff like that. He helped develop Bitmoji. But anywho, enough name dropping. I don't know him. That's my buddy's son. That's his son. And we used to just talk chop about like how who's winning right now? Who got the content? Who's making shit happen? And it was Snapchat at the time. Snapchat fucking had the lead for a hot minute when they worked their stories and stuff like that. And just like all the other social medias. They take risks, and some of them don't work. Like, for instance, Snapchat. But what's funny is,
they don't work, but us as a people, a community, we find our ways to adapt and work with the technologies and how it's moving forward. Snapchat fucking incorporated like their stories. They had like columns with their stories, and then Discover, and then your messages with your friends. They've jumbled it all together into a page feed where, like, you know, you either have like a friend snap, then an advertisement, then a fucking influencer, then a sponsor, then, you know what I mean? And I thought it was cool. I like change, you know. I like new innovations in you know, and trying to incorporate them and use them and see what you can do with new things, new features. But sometimes the features just don't jive. They really don't, but it's life though, right? Another talented young lady on the ukulele. I think I sectioned it into ukuleles, so... Hey Google, play Nupac videos on YouTube.
Sure, playing latest pocket videos from YouTube on HTCO.
Latest pocket. Go right ahead, do tell. Ambi Bambi, welcome to the sesh. How you living? What it is, what it wasn't. Here we go. Hey Google. Pay DJ Babu instrumentals on YouTube.
Sure, playing the YouTube playlist called DJ Babu Instrumentals on HTCODHQ TV.
Word up. That's more of my kind of music right here. Like I said, if you follow along with me and ride with me, you know that I do prefer beats and instrumentals and stuff like that. Sometimes you don't need the lyrics of music. Sometimes it's just the music itself is, you know, that's the game. That's the shit. But anyhow, I'm almost done with this segment. We're about to fucking spark up. Herbivore. Thank you. No doubt. That's a great idea, Tiffy J. And mind you, I'm fucking gonna do these. I'm gonna do these shirts. And like I said, man, you're gonna get one. I ain't bullshitting, man. You know what? It can work, right? It'll work. So we'll try. I got a couple ideas. That's a good one, the herbivore. But you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean? I just like the name Herb Potter. It just rolls off the tongue, man. It's fucking. It used to be my gamer tag name. You know, used to be my gamer tag name, and I just incorporated it into social media, and fuck it. Tis what it is, me, you know what I'm saying? Just took a dab earlier. Gonna hold off on the dab, but we're gonna spark up one right now. I had a... Well, it's The Sims, you know what I mean? No doubt. Sims 4, dude. Dude, I remember Sims a long time ago. I was playing The Sims on the computer, I think it was. Computer? I love that game. That game was so fun. He said, Tiffy J, that's my life in reality. That's game. What's up? That's what's up. When art imitates life, that's dope. Well, keep living your best life, Tiffy J. You already know. Tiffy Super Fingers, you already know. I got some purple pine. Oh, no, this is the Billy Kimber. Wow. This is the blunt I rolled last night. I didn't even fucking smoke. I kind of fell out. But I still got it. And I'm lighting it. But fuck, yo. Billy Kimber. You ask, who is Billy Kimber? Billy Kimber. That's a good OG. It has like this, just a strong piney taste. And the high. Yesterday, I smoked a little bit and fuck. He said, did you know you can make your fucking Sims get all high? That's crazy. You could have your bong or your Sims fucking smoke bongs and fucking get high. Sims. So cheers, you stoners. This is the Late Night Dab Chat Blunt Talk Session. It is your boy Herb Burrito and friends at the Parlor with Potter. We got TVJ, 199A in the house, 16 Puppe in the house. Ambi Bambi in the motherfucking house. And it's your boy Herb Burrito. We out here, we listen to some good music, smoke some good tree, and talking that game. Word up. So I'm just tripping. Today I seen a couple things. I'm like, on social media, I see Floyd Mayweather and 50 Cent are beefing. Oh, you can't hear it? Billy Kimber, this is fucking nice. It's got a really great fucking... Word up. You already know, my dog. That's what's up. You guys can't hear the music? We're going to shift down below then. We're going to bring it on this side. I'm going to switch fucking mediums. Are you here now? You good? All right. I was about to fucking just get my like Pandora running right here. But if you can hear it, we on. And it's just beats. It's funny because I used to b-boy in my day. Flowing wasn't really my thing. But I do like to talk my ass off. So if I talk enough to the beat, it might even sound like I'm rapping and chatting. You know what I'm saying? Rapping, chatting, clapping, snapping. Conversating on the late night with the folks on Toke TV. You know me. It's Jay Blees, Herb B. P-O-T-T-E-R. Smoking on the blood of the Billy Kim bar. Okay, enough. We're going to leave that to the professionals, my guys and gals. That was terrible. That was just terrible. But yeah, those beats, they get you like... You believe you. So what's good, everybody in the internet world? What it is, what it wasn't. Time right now is dumb late. Let's see. Time right now, she is 1:50 in the a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we are coming from the West Coast. We got some funky beats on the motherfucking stereo. We got good people right here on the app with your boy, Herberito. Thank you for the hearts and clouds. Appreciate that, y'all. You already know. And if you don't know, when we hit a million hearts, we're going to be doing a bong giveaway. But, it is what it is, and it'll be what it be. I think it's going to be fun. I was thinking, actually, let's do like a call-in type giveaway. Like, call-a-call-a, you know. Oh, yeah, we do that. Reggae on the river, huh? Yeah, just for the love. It's enthusiast to enthusiast, friend to friend, community friends. Again, passing the wealth, sharing the wealth. Let's fucking get it. I won this bong at a bong shop here in town, local. Our good people at Zizzix Smoke Shop. Holla at your boy Rick's for all your smoke needs at Zizzix. You already know. Word up. Yeah, and so if again, I happen to win a piece at their little 420 giveaway, store giveaway, whatever it may be. I had an honorary ticket in there, and I just happened to get pulled at the end. I got the last piece, and I was like, yo, that was cool. It's not like the best piece and all, but it's a piece, and, you know, it's legit. I put a bowl and a down stem in it, and we'll slide, like, some stickers and maybe a thank you letter. And then that's game. You know, that's what we're going to do. Bong giveaway. This is the real deal right here. I do like doing, you know, and I haven't been lately. I haven't been gaming as much as I normally do. A little preoccupied with real life, and, you know, I apologize for that. What's happening in the Bay Area right now, my dog? Do tell. Or refresh my memory. Maybe I did hear about it, and I don't know what we're talking about, but I don't know what's going on in the Bay. The only thing I know from what I was checking on my Instagram earlier is that a farm caught on fire. I seen a cannabis farm catch on fire, and it was like over 10 buildings. No, I didn't hear about that, but to be honest with you, I'll read about that later. Let's not talk about that, you know. Too much negativity in the world, and that's wild, you know what I mean? I'd rather not fucking... Will do, I will. I'll check the news, but you know, there's better things in life that we can talk about right now other than that. Fuck, it's crazy, our world is crazy, man. We gotta be safe out there. Everyone, you be safe for yourself. You know, let's take that as a message. So just be careful out there, you know. Be careful. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't be oblivious to what's going on. You know what I mean? Just always just be safe out there. You know, all in all, you know, the gist of it, we all got to be safe out there. Look out for one another. You know what I mean? Don't be so to yourself that you can't help the next person. You know, maybe that little bit of help that you do makes all the difference. You never know. But time and place for everything as well, you know what I mean? It's terrible, man. It's terrible. You know, it's crazy because shit like that happens every day. You know the statistic. If, again, murders and shit like that happen, like, within seconds in America, United States of America, you know, crime rate and all that stuff is very, very high. An alarming rate, you know, other than what we see with our bare eyes and just statistics, the numbers show. So, you know what I mean? Word up. Hey, man, he's fucking Yay Area, man. Fucking Too Short, Too Sheezy.
I think Too Short lives in Hollywood, though. I remember, let's talk about Too Short. I remember one time, Too Short pulled up into Kitchen 24 right there in the Hollywood area. There's this one restaurant. It's called Kitchen 24. Well-known spot, late-night spot to get your grubs, get good grubs late at night. Trip.
Fucking Too Short pulls up. He pulls up to the 24, Kitchen 24. And he's such a player, you know what I mean? He's a Mac, yo. He fucking rolls up.
And he fucking comes out with Mac. Like, yo, man, that ain't for him. That's what. And it's just,
it's Too Sheezy. Cool dude. He was getting grub, I think, for his house. I think he was getting grub for the house. But I don't know. I don't know.
Like, Too Short, what up, dog?
And it was like, that's what he normally does. He's like, he lives out there. That's what he do. You know what I mean? I'm going to go get me some late night grub for the girls. And, you know, this, that, whatever, whatever.
Oh, I love Pandora so much. But I wish it could keep playing even when I don't have internet. Like, on the plane. We can do it.
Can you hear this? Guys, thank you so much. Word up. Appreciate y'all hanging through in the late night. And we out here. Oh, yeah. And if you don't know, you should. Download Anchor FM. That's where you can find your boy at the Parlor with Potter podcast. Tune in, send a message, give it a call. You know, it's your boy. Fucking Pup was on the show before, and we fucking had a great conversation. We had a couple great conversations at the Parlor. Many more to come, though. Word them up. I know, it is what it is. Sometimes it happens. You know, we stay late, and that's why your boy Young Late Night's out here to fucking hang with y'all and moderate the fucking the situation. Or whatever it may be. This blunto's burning nice. Once again, inside out roll. Inside out roll again. Straight fucking burn all the way around. We good. Had a little hiccup right here with the stem. I was getting a little fucking, it was just taking a little bit for it to get the burn on, but we're back to normal. You know, to be honest with you, my best smelling one, the best smell I love of or aroma I love, terpene, whatever, is that Blue Dream fucking smell. I hate to say it, but it just smells so exotic. If not that, the Jack Herrera. The Jack Herrera got such an exotic smell. Love me some sativas, you know what I mean? But it's just like, yo, what's up? All right, that's what's up. Well, maybe I'm just weird like that. I do love the smell of a sweet OG. Don't get me wrong. Those are like the twilight fucking hours. Dude, the other night, I think I was on the stream, and I just could not fucking stay awake. I was just fucking dozing off on the stream. But I think I ended it. I don't know. Maybe not. I think I ended it. Anywho. I danced it like a... Wanna hear a song? The sounds. The sounds are powered by DJ Babu, Dilated Peoples, Beat Junkies, The Turntablist, the original, DJ Babu. I remember when he pulled this beat out at fucking the Red Bull beat competition. Red Bull had a, like, you know, beat making competition where instead of like a DJ competition, they brought out their NPCs and they just had beats lined up and whatever, and they were knocking each other, you know what I mean? It was back and forth, who got the hottest beat. Bah! He pulled this one out and everyone went ape shit. The way he delivered it, you know, because it had that beginning with the... He just built it up and everyone was just like, what the fuck is he about to drop? And he... DJ Babu does that. He was the master sampler. The early... If you listen to the early music, you hear the samples. Oh! He killed the... He did a... an old school b-boy mix for us when we did a performance in San Diego. We did a performance at the Red Lion Hotel. Groove Wars 2, The Panic Zone. That's fucking like 20 years ago. And we fucking did a performance there, fucking b-boy performance. We came all the way from Oxnard, a bunch of little snot-nosed kids and shit, packed into fucking like two cars, came like a gang, came out there to do a performance and shit. The Red Lion, I think it was, where the fuck is the Red Lion at? Damn. Was it, I don't think it was Hotel Circle or anything like that. It was like, maybe Mission? Is it Mission Beach? Is that what it is? If I look hard enough, I could probably find that flyer. My boy Ant, I know my boy Ant got that flyer. Oh, Hotel Circle? Okay. Yeah, man, fucking Red Lion Hotel, man. This was before nightclubs. This was really before, like, Mission Valley. There you go. Yes, Mission Valley. There it is. This was, like, before nightclubs. Because we're kids. We're fucking kids. Fucking young kids. It wasn't a nightclub. It was more of, like, you know what I mean, an event. You know, like a... You would call it like a dance or something, whatever. But no, it was a club, but it was a club for the kids, and it was like Beat Street. In the time, this is early 90s, this is like in, I'm talking 92, 93 type shit, and this is like Beat Street. Oh my gosh. Those were the days. Anywho, going back to what I was saying, Babu made a fucking... an old school mixtape for us for our performance, and that fucking old school mix is just ridiculous. Like the Peter Piper part, the Peter Piper beep beep Peter beep 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 beep. Oh, what the fuck! He just killed that shit. Oh hell yeah! How much you pay for your projector, dog? I wanted to just fucking project my shit right here. Right onto the car right here. I'm going to use that as a screen and just play video games right there and watch TV right here. That's what I want to do with my fucking projector. That's what I'm trying to do with the projector, but... I don't know if we have enough time. I don't know. So what's everybody smoking on? What it is, what it wasn't. That's crazy. You know, I didn't do that. I didn't do that thing. Someone did that. I'm not doing that. We're gonna have my hands right here. Watch. It's gonna fucking flip again, hopefully. I said hopefully. To prove my point. That was kind of crazy. It's a pretty cool beat right there. It's just kind of chill. Tibbity taps, y'all. If you don't know, you should. Share the stream, you know what I mean. Hearts is the what that we trying to get. Million gets us to the milli. Milli does the bong givey. And after that, it's a good fucking, it's a good night. Ah, oh, shit. J Dilla. Hey, tis what it is, and it'll be what it be. That's a funky one right here. Rest in peace. So what I do like, I got this product over at Zizek Smoke Shop, Speak of the Devil, is this cover for my rolling tray. What a great innovation. Shout out Raw Papers. Shout out Raw Papers for the innovation in their tray designs. The magnetic trays. I noticed you short next to everybody. Yeah, Shingon is, what is he? That's a tall dude. Shingon's like Frankenstein big. But to each his own. Everyone is unique in their own ways. You know what I mean? That is true. I am shorter than most. I'm usually the shortest in the group. But I like to pride myself on saying I got the biggest heart. Oh no, but you know, but pretty tall. Not as tall as you. You're a big motherfucker, bro. But not as big, you know. But no, he's a tall dude, man. He's a tall dude. But yeah, what I was saying is, shout out Raw Papers. Look at this. I can hold it sideways like this, right? But there's actually contents in there and stuff like that. Like, oop. Have a good night. Have a good one. Take it easy. I appreciate you coming through. What it is, what it wasn't. And you already know. A word. Nice, nice. You know what? I really like... This is one of my first trays right here. And it's still my favorite till this day, honestly. I still love this little tray right here. This is my little, my original, like, my rolling tray, you know? My old ass rolling tray. Check this out. They're lightsaber fucking chopsticks. They're lightsabers. Let me get that button. But yeah, this is my old tray and shit. And I like it. It's a cool little thing. You know, I found some hemp twine. This one was like wrapped around a canna cigar. Cannagar. If I'm correct, this one was wrapped around a cannagar. But I was like, dude, that's beeline. You can still use it as fucking a wick for your thing. But yeah. Rolling tray. Hell yeah. That's what's up, though. Speak on it. Love ones. You already know. There's a lot of cool spots. You know, the hot shit right now is fucking Korean barbecue. Good lord. Everyone Korean barbecues. That's fucking the shiznit. Oh shit, let me get back right here. But hey everybody, if you made it this far, don't forget to share, like, review, and all that good stuff. You are at the Parlor with Potter and Friends. We're just here rambling in the late night, smoking balloon toes and taking dabos. You already know. Oh yeah. Yes sir, Korean barbecue, the shit you fucking fire up on the grill. We'll be back right after these dab seconds. Yee. So rounding out on the final end, it's my man, One Sick Puppy, and your boy, Herberito, and you're on the Late Night Dab Chat. Speak on it, loved ones, let's go. We're back from break. We just took a dab of this Ben Baller OG. Very nice. Motherfucking Ben Baller got his own fucking strain. This son of a gun. The yang. It's the yang. The Ben Yang. Joking. Exclusive miles, they're pretty pricey. They're very pricey. Like, at the collectives and stores and stuff, $80 a gram type shit. But really good. You wanna hear something fucked up? My Adam L bong broke. My friend tipped it over and he fucking shattered it on the fucking concrete. It broke. But it's not, you know what I mean? Que sera, sera. Shit happens. We enjoyed it. We had a really good time, but we ripped from fucking damn good rips. Shit happens, you know. And You can't be mad. You can't be, you know, it's just pieces, you know. You have other ones. Life goes on. It's just a small thing. Bigger things to worry about than just that. Now, if I could run into another one, sure, I'll grab it. But for right now, it was great while it lasted. Like a good week, No, I'm fucking, I don't know how long. Maybe two weeks, I think it was 2 weeks. Holy smokes. That's terrible. That's what the Spaniards call El Terrible. It's okay, man. Shit. We got other pieces. We got fucking, we got nice pieces. It ain't worrying me. It was a sentimental fucking piece to me, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't just, you know. You can't be mad at your friends for that, you know. Shit happens, you know. It is fucked up, but accidents happen, man. You can't fall in love with your pieces, you know. You love your pieces on, but you can't go falling in love with your piece and shit. At the end of the day, if it breaks, it breaks. If it doesn't, you know, thank God for another day. What up, Tiffy J? How you living? What's good with you? Appreciate the hearts. I gotta put this in the fridge. There you go. Mom duties. Mom to the rescue. Wow, that tastes really heavy medicated. Highly medicated. One can only wonder how much they used in this. Atta girl. That's what's up. And a winner in life, you know what I mean? Right now you're on a winning streak, girl. Shit. Speak on it, loved ones. Check that out. I heard you won Brittle Brett's fucking bong giveaway. You got a little sticker pack coming from me. You're winning on fucking all ends of the game. I kind of enjoy the ones that I do taste this because it's like a placebo effect. You know that you're going to get fucked up. Nah, but. Yeah. Yeah. Probably just gonna roll another one. How you guys living, man? What's good with y'all? What, are you cheating? Whoa! You won both of them? You guys won both of them? Winning. See what I mean? Winning. Did I ever win anything from Brittle Brat? That's fucking badass. Congratulations, yo. Congratulations to you guys. That's dope. I think one that I really tried for, and I got a couple entries in there, and I was in the mix, was he had a dabber. It was like a dabber. Cool dabber at the time. It was the one I wanted. It was just like this little glass dabber with, like, you know, lollipop style. You could pick it up anywhere, but why not try for the game? And then went for it. Did it. Almost won. And that's the key word, almost. I'm like, almost won. Yo, dog, what's our count right now? Timmy just did a little burst of fucking of hearts. She came in the door. She's like, yo, I just came to show some love. Here's some love. What up? Zim Zam. Zim Zammy. Zim Zam. That's cool. So anything eventful happened in your day today? Let me recap mine. I went to work. Oh, and then I forgot my colleague's little package. So I came back home, picked up the package, had a quick little bite right here, and then went back to work. After work, kicked it here for a while, and then visit my sister. My sister lives down the way in the same neighborhood that I live in, and you know, she had tacos. Speak of, hold on, give me 1 second. Taco. I'm kind of stressing out from getting your munchie on in your stoner day. You gotta eat because sometimes you get high, you spend all this energy and it's like all in your brain. So don't forget to get your munchies in. Tacos are like the perfect munchies. These are all food groups. See? That's a good idea. A good idea. Like, fuck that. I'm filling up first. Yeah, he said, fuck that. I ain't wasting my high. Get high, but. Feel all tired after, like, yo, you did this to yourself. You know, sometimes I remember for a while, appetite was driven by how much you smoke. You know what I mean? Like, you wake up and you can get a little bacon and bacon, as in bake in. Like, I'm gonna bake, not bacon yet. And then you're like, oh, I feel like a waffle or pancakes, or I feel like bacon. Wait, you know, bacon and eggs. Shit like that, you know what I mean? But now, I can grow up whenever. Well, my friends call me Nibbles. It's your boy Nibbles, because I like eat till I'm like, you know, satisfied, not full. I just, I'm the skinniest fat dude you know, or I'm the fattest skinniest dude you know. But like I said, yeah. All day, I feel you. That was something we used to always do: breakfast for dinner. And like in a Filipino household, breakfast or dinner would be like rice, eggs for, again, you know, over easy, or, you know, just a little on the runny kind, so you could put it over your rice, and either have like ham, Spam, or hot dog, and you're good to go. Breakfast for dinner. I am. I am. Yes. But also American, through and through. I bleed red, white, and blue. This household is. Oh yeah, like the punch it. Man, wouldn't it be cool if Talk TV, oh, that's dope, wouldn't that be dope if Talk TV would incorporate, like, the Discover type thing, like, you know, and then they just play, like, cannabis-related stories and stuff, where you click on this article and boom, medicated lumpias. And it'll show Tiffy J and her cousin or her sister-in-law fucking making medicated lumpias. Like, yo, we're right here and we're making these medicated lumpias. What you want, what you need, the baddest thing since weed, it's on a lumpia. And you're like, yo, great idea. What about this? A medicated cigarette. Like, no, asshole, that's a joint. No, asshole, that's a fucking joint. Oh, my bad. You know, some Europeans, what they do with tobacco and, like, cannabis, they don't actually put the cannabis in there. They'll use, like, hash. They'll get, like, balls of hash, you know, and then they'll put it in tobacco. Have some hash and tobacco in there. Roll it up. Smoke it like a cigarette, but you got hash in there. Strong hash. Pretty sneaky, you know? Pretty clever. But you know. This music is like we're just hanging out in the library and shit. That taco was really good. Wow, very nice. Very clever. You know what I like to do? And you know, trip on this. I read it in a book a long time ago. Like cigarettes. You know, like the player I am, you know what I mean? I'm gonna pack my cigarettes.
You know what I'm saying? Get my cigarettes right here. Y'all pack my things.
Right? And you'd have this little gap, right? Kind of like how parliaments have that thing on the end right here, but it's on this side. If you have like a roach, whatever it may be, like this, for instance, here's a little roach. You put the roach, well, you know, you can dump out the paper and put your roach on the top. It's usually to start the cigarettes. Like, it's usually when you're, you have your roach, you have your cigarillo, you know, you're just about done with your cig. You put it on the top of your thing and you cocktail your cigarette. It's called cocktailing your cigarette. And you hit the rest of it with your cig, and then you continue on with your cig, and you just ash it off, and it's just your cig. That's called cocktailing a cigarette. You learn something new every day. But dipping them in hash oil, like, you know. I find that pretty cool, though, you know what I mean? That's very cultured of, like, the Europeans, how they do it with... You know, oh, I don't smoke all the cannabis leaf. I don't smoke the weed. I have my hash cigarette. I think I do, but I don't. I don't. Do tell. I think I do. Tiffy J with the motherfucking quips, yo. When are we going to see your Netflix special? Yo, it's me, Tiffy J. What up, you motherfuckers? I'm not even gonna get into it. I just like the explanation. Tiffy J is asking me, like, what do you think monkey butting a cigarette is? I don't know. I'm gonna say I'm stumped. I don't know. I was gonna say, it's like lighting your cigarette with another person's butt of their cigarette. There you go. Okay. I'm thinking for like, there's gonna be some fucked up fucking thing. Tiffy J came out with the funny ass one. Like, yo, what the fuck was it the other day? Don't tell me. Hold on. Don't tell me. Hold on. Tiffy J fucking said, do you know what? Fuck, help me out on this one, Tiffy J. I forgot. Fuck. I'm running a blank right now. I'm waiting for Tiffy J to respond. What was it that you were saying yesterday? It was a saying. It'll come to us. We'll get back to it, but it was funny. So, y'all, time right now is dumb late in the late night. 3:12 a.m. We're going to be winding down after this cigarillo. We're going to try to make consistent with ending streams as well as starting streams. A lot of times your boy would just fall out and I'll be, and I'll wake up and it's like, yeah. All I remember was saying I'm super fingers because I'm a lesbian. No excuses. It was, fuck, man. It was song lyrics. It was something like a song. You told myself, and then you're like, I told Dom also. And he was like, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of cum or whatever the fuck it was. It was hilarious. Can't remember. It'll come to you. And we'll share it with y'all. But I can't remember. That's what it was. Do you know what a dab of ranch is? Do tell, Tiffy J, 1990. I just want a rolly, rolly, rolly and a dab of ranch. Okay, so everybody listening, if you just heard that, look it up and you report back to us and you tell us what you find out, and we'll have a laugh together. Moving on, in other news, we got our boy Fuego and her burrito about to close out the sesh with Tiffy J 1990. We're closing in on the 1 million hearts fucking giveaway. We're just shy of the 900,000 mark. So if you don't know, you should download the app Toke TV. Get on, fuck with us. We're on the late night, midnight, and after. You already know, late night shit. You're at the parlor with Potter and friends. Let's get it. Don't you do it. Tiffy said, you can find this information on the Urban Dictionary. That's just a hint. But Urban Dictionary is just some fucking off the wall wild shit sometimes. They got some outlandish fucking definitions of stuff that you would think was just something regular. Turns out to be something completely.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.